Kenosha Sports Extra, the podcast. Joining us on the program today, representing Northside Outfitters, please welcome to the program, Michelle Ishmael. Michelle, welcome to Kenosha Sports Extra.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So, in the business world, they call it an elevator pitch. Give me the 1.5 minute elevator pitch of exactly what Northside Outfitters is.
So Northside Outfitters is a thrift store that the staff at Bradford have designed and are running. Students at Bradford are able to shop there for no cost. So we're trying to fill a need for kids who are not able to get some of the basic essentials, and doing it all in-house.
Beautiful. So we're talking about the luxurious lower level of Bradford High School on Kenosha's wonderful north side. But how's it been going so far? I mean, we talked earlier, and I love the concept. And the first thing that comes to my mind is coats. It's like, you know, you watch Channel 6 and it's coats for kids, or Channel 4 and it's coats about this. And granted, it's Christmas season, and you certainly, you know, that's certainly a thing. But I just immediately think necessity, and it's like, man, if nothing else, you see a kid walking down the hallway and say, tell you what, you got a decent coat? Because if not, let me take you down to the basement. Let's get you a coat.
Yeah, so the funny thing is that we were all set to start and open the store in March. Like, the Friday that I was getting everything ready and we were going to start on Monday is when schools were closed. So we were getting ready with shorts and capris and t-shirts and all of that stuff. And now that we're back and schools are in session on a somewhat basis, we're looking for hoodies, sweaters, warm socks, winter coats, hats and mittens, those sorts of things.
Talking to Michelle Ishmael from Northside Outfitters at Bradford High School about what goes on there at Northside Outfitters, and having an opportunity to visit myself. Another thing that I really thought was great was, like, personal items, hygiene items, you know, mouthwash, toothpaste, deodorant. Not only is that something that families incur costs that, you know, you might cut a corner here to save some money, or if you don't have the money, it not only is it great for that, but just simply, hey, I came to school today and I didn't have time to, you know, get myself together, and, you know, there's something downstairs that it's very practical to me. It's like, not only is it a great overall bird's eye view, something that's really cool for the kids, for the community, etc., it's also extremely practical to say, hey, do you need some hygiene products? Come here, let me show you what we got down here. To me, that kind of, it caught me a little bit by surprise. Because when you think thrift store, you think, you know, clothing and helping out that way. But I thought that was really a great aspect of it.
Yeah, the care closet is kind of how we started last year. I was keeping personal care items in my classroom so that students could get them. Because honestly, who has not left the house and forgotten to brush their teeth? I mean, I think that happens to everybody once in a while. So we have those sorts of things, toothbrushes and toothpaste, deodorant. We have feminine products. We have shampoo, conditioner, body wash, you know, floss, lotion, all sorts of stuff in my classroom still, but also in the store, so that when kids are shopping, you know, they need a coat, they come down, they grab a coat, and they're like, you know what, I could really use a toothbrush. Or my family has been, you know, squeezing the last of the toothpaste for a long time, let me grab a tube of toothpaste.
That's awesome. I mean, what a great idea. We're talking to Michelle Ishmael from Bradford High School, operator of Northside Outfitters, and I, knowing your personality, I'm sure you're deflect the spotlight kind of person, and I'm certain there's a boatload of people who have been involved in this and something like that. I mean, I know you're the point person, but it's got to take a village to pull something like that off.
For sure, every staff member at Bradford and tons of student groups, from student government to Future Business Leaders of America to students in our special ed program, have all chipped in and are making this project work. It could not happen without a team of people behind the scenes.
And especially when we talked about the special ed, because to me, again, I'm such a practical person. So, you know, the hygiene products are like, wow, that just makes so much sense. Here's another thing. When you have the special ed students in your building, to be able to put them in charge of aspects of a store like this, not only the feel good of, hey, we want you involved, which is a great thing. The huge upside is, here's some life skills that you can learn to help yourself make your way in this world.
Exactly. We have partnered with the transition worker, the transition teacher, who helps kids that are in our special ed program get employment during or after high school. So she has sort of set up some of the things that kids might see in the workplace. She knows that far better than I do. So we're mimicking the same types of jobs that kids would get, be it they work at Target or Walmart or something like that, where they can learn to sort, to fold, to put things away, to figure out how to organize things.
Talking to Michelle Ishmael from Bradford High School, Northside Outfitters, the in-school thrift store that is really starting to gain a little bit of momentum. And actually, Scott, the gentleman that allows me to record at his place, he always asks, you know, who you have on tonight. And I, you know, let him know. And a lot of times it'll be a Kenosha yokel, and he'll know him or her and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and I mentioned what it was. And he's like, oh, yeah, I read about that. So, I mean, as this takes off and as it gains a little bit of momentum, the bottom line is, I think society in general is a good place. I think people are inherently good people. And nothing about this isn't something that everyone should want to help and do. I mean, it just makes sense. Obviously, there is need. Obviously, there are people who have more than they need, or certainly are more than willing to give some of what they have. So nothing about this makes nothing but perfect sense.
We hope so. And everybody that has heard about it has been willing to help, to either put in some man hours or send a donation over. And we are very happy to take those.
So I know you guys are working on and just got some stuff posted on the Bradford website regarding what Northside Outfitters is. Obviously, you're kind of in the early stages of the whole thing, so getting things to you, soon to be possibly financial donations being able to be made. Because let's face it, you know, a lot of good stuff as far as, hey, you know, this is something that we have here that you might be able to use is good, but it's also nice to have new packs of socks, new packs of T-shirts, new packs of underwear, whatever the case may be. So financial resources are certainly always welcome. I mean, I really don't care if you got a lollipop stand, you got Northside Outfitters, you got anything. Cash resources are always a good thing.
Yes. So we are working with the district to be able to accept electronic donations. Right now, checks can be mailed to Bradford, care of Northside Outfitters. They can be made payable to Bradford as well. We are accepting warm weather clothing donations, so sweatshirts, hoodies, warm pajamas, coats, hats, and mittens. Those things can be dropped off at the main entrance of Bradford. And we would also accept donations of new packages of socks or new personal care items like deodorant.
Lots of good stuff going on at Bradford High School and Northside Outfitters. And, you know, I come from the business world, so I start, you know, just spitballing here. And I'm like, well, what you need to do is, and it's like, that's not my point, and that's not my place, and I don't mean to impart myself into the conversation. But, I mean, this is certainly something that you could see district-wide, maybe not every single school, but maybe, you know, a school or two at the high school level, a school or two at the middle school level. I mean, you know, this is something that it's an evergreen. It doesn't really go away. There's always going to be need. The seasons are always going to change. People are always going to be willing to help. Teachers are obviously always willing to go the extra mile. And if it works at one place, there's nothing to say that it can't work at several places.
Yes. So we modeled our store after a store that Central High School has, and we are very willing to share our knowledge and what we're learning and the ups and downs and do's and don'ts with the other schools in Kenosha.
One more thing before we let you go. I find out in our conversation that one of your jobs there is that you're a German teacher. And as a young man named Hegewald, with a 6'1" grandmother that was Scandinavian and a 5'5" grandfather who was literally cut out of the small forest of Germany. Do me a favor and just roll out a sentence or three about what Northside Outfitters really is and what you're looking to do, and do it in just hardcore German.
So Northside Outfitters ist ein Geschäft. Studenten kann kommen und Jacke oder Socken abholen. Sie können Zahnpasta auch holen und alles ist kostenlos. Alles ist frei.
Now, you don't know darn well, you probably said in German, hey, this idiot on the other end of the microphone that I'm talking to has absolutely no idea what he's doing and why am I talking to him. But we appreciate the sound of the German. And my dad, rest his soul, was fluent German in Oh Tannenbaum. that was about the extent of his German, but I love hearing it. I really do. And actually, my people from up north, a few of them do speak it. And I mean, it's a hard sounding language, boy. I don't know if I could teach it. I know I can't say it, and I can't really even listen to it. But all of the things that you do at Bradford, German being one of them, but the Northside Outfitters, I mean, I think that's just it's an idea that is a great idea, something that its time has come, certainly here in the Kenosha area where there are a lot of good people and there are people that have need. And let's face it, in this day and age, I think, fortunately enough, there are people in this world who, if they have a need, they're beginning to be a little bit more okay with the fact that there's nothing wrong with taking something that someone else is willing to let you have. I mean, that's probably got to be a little bit of a unique situation because people are proud people, and you know, you don't necessarily go to school with your hand out, and it's not about that. It's about, hey, you have a need. You need to get through the day. We want you here studying. We want you here learning. And if we can help do that by making your life or your family's life a little easier, why wouldn't we?
Exactly. If we can remove this barrier and make this part of life easier, and it allows you to do a little bit better at school and, you know, get a little more education or take a harder class, then that's what it's all about.
Michelle Ishmael from the Northside Outfitters at Bradford High School. Mad respect to what you do. Thank you for coming on the program, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
Great, Pat. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.